I don't know. I guess. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What a day this is.
Yes.
You know, I look at these young people and I just praise the Lord for you.
Yes.
I don't plan on going nowhere. But I want to stay around and see. You see, if you young people just understand and move on into what God has for you, the greatest hour is still ahead.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I intend to stay around here to keep you straight.
Yes.
I mean that. I intend to keep your feet in the Word and not in the traditional doctrines that is existing in this hour. I'm not very popular and don't intend to be. I'm not interested in whether you like me or not. I could care less. But what I do care about is the Word of God in its fullness and purity. Hallelujah. And how many of you are open for the pure Word of God? I'm not talking about my belief or your belief. I'm talking about this Word. Hallelujah. And to learn to break down the Word of God in the Greek and in the Hebrew and break down every word. And when you do that, you don't have to show off how much scripture you know. You can take one verse and spend 6 months on it. Well, praise God. That don't mean I'm going to be here 6 months. You got a mic, Bob? I would like to just, you know, in Malachi it said, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. And so the majority of Christians have got it in their mind that God don't change. Now, he himself changes not, but he definitely changes the way he speaks and deals with individuals. And if you would realize that, you don't deal with your children the same way all their life. When they're infants, you deal with them as infants. You warm their bottle. You change their diapers. But when they begin to get out of the milk stage, then you have to change the dealings with them.
That's right.
And then when they come into the adolescence stage, you deal with them different. Oh, hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you'll never, never have a church that's just going to be set in one standard. That's the problem today. They act like they're in the cave of Adullam. Now that's where all the people come to David. He gathered an army of misfitted people.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take courage. Take courage.
Yeah.
And so we have so many misfitted, disrupted families in this era, in the hour we live in.
Yeah.
And children are absolutely bogged down because they are in a misfitted family or a disrupted family. But I want to encourage you. Some of the greatest individuals in the Bible was from a disrupted family. Hezekiah was from a disrupted family. And he opened the doors of the church that was boarded up. And the priest had to go and farm and make a living because they had treated the people of God in such a way, and the Levites had to have living expense, but they wouldn't give them to them, and even built Sambalik, an apartment in the treasure house. Now that stirred Nehemiah up. You read that in the Hebrew, you'd have to have an X-rated spirit. I'm telling you the truth. He cursed them out. A prophet? Yes, a prophet. Not only did he curse them out, he punched them out. And not only did he punch them out, he pulled their hair out. The very idea. And not only that, he cleaned the church roll. If their name wasn't registered, he got rid of them. We're so chicken. Well, glory. You can't... Oh, glory. Peter Cartwright was from England, and he was an old pioneer preacher. And the blacksmith wanted to run him out of town. His wife, the blacksmith's wife, was a good Christian. She was pleading with him not to run the preacher out. But this time, they got a hold of a man that told the blacksmith when he was fussing with him. He said, "Now, sir, I come here to preach. But I just as soon to fight as to preach." Blacksmith went home and his wife said, "Well, did you run him off?" He said, "You can't argue with God. We need some backbone in this hour. And get out of that old mushy religiosity and stand for the truth." And I mean stand for the truth. I remember when I first started ministry, I had to preach on the street. No church wouldn't have me. And a fella come up that was going to take the mic away from me. And I just grabbed him by the collar and held him off while I preached. And when I got through preaching, I set him down hard. And then I said, "Now, are you saved?" "No." "Well," I said, "it's time you get saved." Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
That man's pastoring a church now.
Amen.
Come on, saints.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are tired of all this mushy, mushy stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Pastor said, "God bless you, darling. You ain't supposed to be in this mess." People don't call me. If they get into problems and call me, I said, "Well, good. I'll pray God put more on you." I ain't praying God to deliver you. Ain't got nothing. but what he wants you to have.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Well, hallelujah. Somebody said, well, you don't have no big church. I got a big church, but a few people. Ah, glory. Turn into the book of Psalms. I want to deal with this, the change that God is making. Psalm 78. Now, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. That psalm is so powerful. Somebody said, well, why is the world in such a condition as it is today? Because God has sent evil angels.
That's right. That's where he
said. Oh, glory to God. I'll start off with that verse. Now, listen to what it says. 78th Psalm. Well, glory. And I'll go. Let's just start off with verse 48 to 49 verse.
Amen.
Now, in Psalm 78. Now, I could go and take verse 1 and go all the way through it, but we don't have time. Verse 49.
He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger.
Ooh, somebody said, God don't get angry. The Bible said Jesus looked upon them
with anger.
He got tired of their unbelief. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He goes into the temple and really begins to work, kicking over the money tables, turning loose the doves and the animals and driving them out. And now that's interrupting real religious folks' concept. They questioned him. He said, well, it's my house. I'll do what I want to with it.
Amen.
Amen.
And if God can't mess your house up, he ain't going to come in it.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you had your house messed up?
Oh, yes.
If God can't mess your house up, he ain't going to come in it. Now he's going to disrupt your house. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Well, you married folks know that you have to look careful every time you leave home and come back. The chair that was there ain't there. And you might come over here to sit down on the bed, and there ain't no bed. They moved it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But aren't you glad that you don't have to put up with the same old, same old? Oh, I know you might fuss a little bit, but don't look at me so solemn. Everybody has fusses. I don't like that. I like to make it up. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so here, Jesus just plainly told him, it's my house. And my Father's house is a house of prayer.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Not a I don't know what I ought to say that. Not a money-making machine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's all the church has turned out to be. Just a money-making machine. Well, hallelujah. Now, he said here in this scripture that he sent evil angels.
Amen.
Who sent them? God.
Yeah. Yes.
But before he sent them, he turned his wrath, his anger against them. And then sent evil angels. Now, we know about that because the church world is filled up with evil angels. They are preaching such erroneous doctrine.
Man.
Well, hallelujah. Oh, we've got an angel for a pastor. You better find out whether they're evil or good. Because one person might think they're good, and another person might think they're evil. Because you're turning against the set pattern. Whoa, glory. Hallelujah. I'll tell you now, it's, you know, when I first came to Athens, they had the choir and the board. I inherited the board. I don't believe in boards.
Amen.
The only board I've ever found in that Bible is the ones Paul floated to shore on.
Yes.
Oh, are you strong enough for me to tell you another thing? And if they're not, a board is not any good unless it can be burnt.
Amen.
And if a board doesn't support the pastor,
burn it
where it can get warm and let the viper fasten on his hand. And then there'll be them said, he's a murderer, bless God. Now he's not escaping. The viper got him. He shook it off in the fire. And then nothing happened to him. He's a god. Don't get the big head. One day you're a devil, the next day you're God. So just settle down. Amen.
Amen.
And just be whatever God wants you to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, evil angels God sent. And that's what's happening in our church world today. Why do you know they're evil? Well, they're being turned out with the seminaries. Well, that's where they should be. They're dead enough. The call of God's not on them. Well, glory. Because if the call of God's on you, God's forming you.
Yes.
He is bringing you into a maturity.
Hallelujah.
And it doesn't matter. I had a fellow to tell me he's a millionaire, and God forbid that I ever pastor any other millionaires that don't really know God. Now this one I'm preaching, and Brother Oral Roberts has just started in his healing ministry. I knew him before he even went into the healing ministry. I pastored in the same town with him. The first miracle that God ever performed through him was in Toccoa, Georgia. Clyde Lawson running a junkyard and a motor fell on his foot. And they called Brother Roberts to pray for him. God healed him in an instant. And then they had a petition to run him out of town. See, I know all these things. Oh, glory. I have sat and eat with these big-time spiritual giants. A.A.
Yes.
Allen, Oral Roberts, Jack Cole. In my estimation, Jack Cole had more faith than any of them.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
I saw him literally take a fist and hit a woman in the stomach. And instantly, a growth disappeared, and she had to grab her skirt to keep it on. She went down so fast.
Hallelujah.
I'm here to tell you that that's just a preview of what we're entering into right now.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. God spoke to me and said, son, all that you have saw and all that you have experienced, has this been me pulling the curtain back and letting you get a glimpse of what I'm bringing into the earth? I immediately went to some of our latter rain brethren, presented that to them, what God had told me. Dr. Marnie from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We was in a convention, and he's sitting on the bed, and I was sitting in a chair in a motel room, and told him that, and he fell on his knees, crawled over there where I was, put his arms around me with tears just rolling down his cheek. He said, if I've ever heard a word from God, that's one. You and I don't even realize what we are coming into in the way of miraculous miracle. Hallelujah.
Hooray.
Hallelujah. The aura of God is going to spread out and spread out and spread out until you're going to have such an aura around you that it's going to make folks take their hat off, not to you, but to what they are feeling from God.
Hallelujah.
But now, to get in that kind of condition, you're going to have to obey what God said.
Amen.
Well, God don't change. No, but his dealings does.
Yes.
Amen.
Look at verse 60.
So that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he pitched among men.
He turned his back on what he had done.
Amen.
He turned his back on what he showed Moses on the mountaintop.
Yes.
When Moses walked through the tabernacle, glory, and saw all three settings, the outer court, the holy place, and the holies of holies. God forsook it. Well, hallelujah. And yet they held on to their worship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even when God had forsook it, turned his back on it. The church world, as you and I know it, God has forsook it.
Amen.
Because the power of God is not welcome in the church.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. I was at a camp meeting one time. Oh, this was over 50 years ago. And one of the dear brethren, a real Holy Ghost-filled individual, spirit moved on him and he got up. He was acting like an airplane, making a sound. And he'd say, boom, boom. And he began to prophesy. He said, I see planes covering the sky, bombs falling. The man in charge got up and said, I'm tired of this foolishness. It's time for the preacher to preach. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit just got moving more. He got up the second time. Said, it's time for the word now. And when he did, everybody left the tabernacle. Come on the outside. And when he got outside, Holy Ghost told me to preach. It's natural, you know, what happened. I tore up the camp meeting. I was to blame.
Yeah.
But I could care less. The next day, headlines on the paper, the Korean War broke out. Planes are blackening the sky. Hear from God, neighbor.
Amen.
Hear what God's saying. Hear what God is trying to move upon you, and understand nothing slips up on God. God wants to warn you. God wants to move on you. God wants to show you. Thank God what's coming upon the earth. And if you are willing to be changed, oh glory. Well, that ain't what God told my mom. My mama, she was a good holiness preacher. But I had to leave home when God began to give me a revelation. I'd sleep in a haystack or wherever I could find a place warm enough. You get up in the morning, you have to go to the creek and wash. And, well, it wasn't no such a thing going to McDonald's, or you didn't have no money, didn't have no nickel or dime. Of course, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers wasn't but about a quarter or 15 cents. But I didn't have that. So what did I do? I eat what berries I could find, apples on the tree, and thank God that I had a quilt that twinkled every night. The stars was my covering.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well,
hallelujah.
If God forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, then it's time for us to change.
Right.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. And if we're going to change, we've got to find out what he did choose.
Right.
Amen.
So if you go down to verse 68, tells you what he's choose.
Amen.
His choice.
But chose the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah.
The Mount Zion, which he loved.
He chose Judah instead. Oh, hallelujah. Of the ten of Shiloh. Now, let me tell you something. I don't care if Mama is buried in the graveyard of the church. I don't care if your father's buried there. If God's forsook it, get out of it. They have a form of godliness and denying the power. Get out of it. I said, get out of it. In the third chapter of the book of Joshua, the Bible says, oh glory, and these numbers has such a spatial meaning. How many of you know we are living in the third day?
Yes.
The third day from Jesus.
Yes.
The seventh day from Adam.
Yes.
It's the same. Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so in the third chapter of the book of Joshua, God tells us something. Oh, you read it with me?
Yes. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to the Jordan.
Read on.
He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days.
There it is.
That the officers went through the host.
My God.
And they commanded the people, saying.
Now listen to what he's saying. The officers, the elder body. And they didn't ask them people to please follow us. They commanded them.
Amen.
Now it's going to take some courage, amen, to carry out the ministry of the Lord. They commanded them.
Saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest of the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after.
Now you're to leave that dead church and go after the anointed.
Amen.
And you can't do that unless you see the Ark.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you cannot see the Ark unless it's in the divine order of God.
Amen.
You know David got in trouble topping the Philistines. And how many churches is in trouble today by copying somebody else's work?
Amen.
You've got to learn that you must see the Lord first. Oh, glory. Well, the Lord is not in that ark. You realize that when Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord left the earth. He left the earth. And he didn't come back in it until he talked to Moses. And he said, Moses, I will dwell in that box.
Yeah.
Made out of shittim wood. Oh, made out of different boards, because shittim tree will not produce but one board. Hallelujah. And that's what God is preserving us. We've been cut off from our natural roots. People won't accept that. They still believe in a generational curse.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. They believe that you'll be cursed for 10 generations. It's a bunch of junk. When you become born again, it cuts off. It cuts off all the natural relationships.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
All the inheritance from your natural parents. Glory. It's cut off. The only inheritance that's taught in the Bible, Paul tells you when he's talking to Timothy, he said, I'm persuaded that the faith that was in Lois and in Eunice, your grandmother and your mother, is in you also. Inheritance is in the spiritual realm, not in the physical realm. Oh, hallelujah. So if your mama had asthma, that don't mean you're going to have it. If your father had a heart attack, that don't mean you're going to have one. When you become birthed in the Spirit, you become a new creature. A new creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you can accept the Word of God, you know for a fact that you're a new creation. Your father has nothing to do with you now. Your mother has nothing to do with you now. Oh, hallelujah. God is starting a new thing. A brand new thing. Ooh, hallelujah. Of course, they carried on their services, the priests. But the ark had been stolen. The ark is the presence of God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ecclesiastes says something so beautiful in the 9th chapter. I think in the last verse he said, wisdom, hallelujah, is better than instruments of war. And then Proverbs said, with all your wisdom that you get understanding.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, you need to have understanding of what God is doing in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. He's raising up a generation, one that's never been before. Now, if you go back up to the 17th Psalm and read a few of the first verses, it talks about a generation that's not even born yet. Hallelujah. So all that I'm talking about was a future prophetic word that is coming to pass in this hour. Praise God. In that, I think it's what, about verse 3?
78.
Yeah, Psalm 78.
Which we have heard and known, and of our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children.
All right.
Showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength.
Showing to the generation to come.
To come.
Now, if it's to come, it's not in operation then. Well, glory.
Amen.
Now, the same teaching, David carries it all the way through. Same teaching. Psalms 102.
Yes.
And verse 18, I believe it is, said, and this shall be written for the generations to come.
And this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created.
Now they wasn't even created. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then if you would go to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, that he says there, Paul says that ye have been chosen by him before the foundation of the world. Now if you go down into the root meaning of that word chosen, hallelujah, the root meaning of that word chosen simply is saying you have been hand-picked. Hand-picked.
Whew.
Who picked you? Oh, glory. God. Oh. I know we got King James Version. Thank God for King James. But everybody didn't believe like King James, but the translators had to translate it according to what he believed, or they'd behead him.
That's right.
And if you got the real, true translation, in the beginning God created the heaven, period. He couldn't create the earth until he called your name and my name that he had handpicked.
Yes.
When we wasn't even tangible. But when we were conceived, we were conceived with the prophetic word within us. And if you are impregnated tonight with the word of God, oh hallelujah, he's going to bring forth a manifestation of himself.
That's right.
For God only speaks to himself.
Yes.
He ain't talking to nobody but himself.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God is spirit, and God only talks to spirit. Now if you have the spirit, he'll talk to you. Praise God. But if you don't have the spirit, he ain't going to talk to you. He only talks to himself. Glory to God. That's the reason the spirit of prophecy can flow through an individual, because spirit is speaking to spirit.
Okay, now.
Well, glory. When Jesus came into Jerusalem triumphant, he shows you right there that there's got to be a change. He said to the disciples, go into the city and follow the man that has a pitcher of water. Men didn't carry water. That was the woman's job. And yet Jesus said, follow the man with a pitcher of water, breaking tradition. And when you find somebody that's breaking traditions, doing something contrary to everybody else, follow them. Because God only talks to himself. Oh, glory. Well, where will I go if I follow a man that's carried a pitcher of water? Where will you go? Into an upper room. Upper room. Only by following broken tradition. Oh, go ahead. I ain't got time to get on to that. But this is what God is doing in this hour. Finding a generation that's being birthed right now. Glory to God. That's going to follow him whithersoever he goeth.
Hallelujah.
And change the tradition because God, ooh, hallelujah. And the word of God is the same all the way through from Genesis to Revelation. Just different aspects of the same ministry.
Right.
In Amos 9:11, that's a date that's some, you know, really familiar with you. God said in Amos 9:11, in that day, talking about this day, I will raise up again the tabernacle of David. Now, how many of you know what he was saying? He was simply saying God's resisted and turned his back upon tabernacle of Shiloh and have chose the tabernacle of Judah. David was from the tribe of Judah. And then God said it'll come to pass in this day that I'll raise up again the tabernacle of David. Verified over in the book of Acts. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, and I'll raise up again the tabernacle of David. That the residue, or all the rest of the people or men, shall seek the Lord. And not after the man-made tabernacle and after the tradition of men, but they're going to seek the Lord. And when anybody begins to seek the Lord, glory, and his path, you're going to be isolated by man. Man is going to have nothing to do with you. Well, hallelujah. But if God has chosen you, handpicked you, he's got a job for you. Oh, hallelujah. And that job is for you to move into a divine placement that he has predestined from the foundation of the world. He's called out and handpicked you to fit into the purpose and the plan of God. You may be struggling now. You may not know which way you're going, but his way is already mapped out for you. In the book of in the book of Ephesians, I want this in the Amplified. King James don't do much with this. Chapter 2 and verse 10. And you won't believe this if you don't believe that this is a new generation being brought up.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
For we are God's own handiwork.
Oh, wait a minute now. If we are God's own handiwork, He's going to do as He please.
That's right.
Amen.
You ain't got nothing to do or nothing to say about it.
Right. Come on.
But I don't want to do that. Sorry. He's going to do it because it's His good pleasure.
Amen.
And you are His workmanship.
Amen, yes.
Recreated.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus.
Ooh. Now, you are recreated in the anointed Word.
Amen.
Christ is the anointed. Jesus is the Word.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if you are His workmanship, recreated in Christ the anointed, in the Word, or through the Word, by the anointing. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you're in that kind of a situation, now, listen to what else He said.
Hallelujah.
Born anew, that ye may do those good works which God had predestinated.
He had given you a destiny.
Hallelujah.
And He didn't leave it up to you to choose it. He gave it to you.
Yes.
Predestined. And
planned
that word
beforehand.
Is pre-planned.
Amen.
Pre-arranged. Glory. Everything is pre-arranged. Everything is already done. It's finished.
Amen.
I know you might be worrying about tomorrow. You may be worrying about the 30th of the month. But quit it.
Amen.
It's already been pre-planned.
Come on.
Oh, glory. Yes. Well, I just can't believe that. I know.
It's so.
I remember one night, I'm going to the scripture to prove what I'm talking about. God appeared and began to tell me, I knowed you whenever I didn't know anything existed. I compassed you. I stood by your side when there was nothing. And He told me on and on, and I stood there and I saw the creation being created. And I come out of the vision and I said, this can't be true. I had never read nothing like that in the Bible. The Holy Ghost said, well, get in your office about 2:00 in the morning and read. What am I going to read? He said, read Proverbs chapter 8.
Yes.
Then he sat there and he, oh, glory. I don't remember the verse that I want, but it's right here. I'll read it to you. Chapter 8 of Proverbs. And 22 would be, and the Lord possessed me.
Yes.
Amen.
How many of you can say, glory to God,
amen.
I was possessed,
amen.
I was handpicked,
yes. Yeah.
I was chosen by God,
yes.
And He possessed me,
amen.
When there was nothing, when there was nothing.
Amen.
All right, Bob, begin read verse 22.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old.
Before He did any creation, He possessed me. Now, Brother McCurry, that sounds like an erroneous doctrine. Well, get your little spiritual scissors, clip it out of your Bible and throw it away. I wouldn't have nothing in that book I didn't believe.
Come on.
Well, glory. He possessed me. when as yet there was nothing.
Amen.
I stood by his side.
Right.
In this vision, it sounded like rolling thunder coming by me. And then the words become. And I stood there and watched things happening. I saw him forming the mountains. Oh, I saw him creating everything by his word. You know I didn't understand that. But when I read it, it was a confirmation to me.
Yes.
Read on, Bob.
Amen. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was.
How many of you know you were set up from everlasting? Even before the earth was.
Amen.
Oh, glory. This has to be true because I was handpicked before he made the world.
Amen.
Amen.
My God. Not only that, he tells me in the 139th Psalm that he wrote all my parts in his book when as yet there was nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, do you believe that?
Yes.
How many of you believe that he wrote all of your members in a book before there was any members visible, because you was conceived in a prophetic word before your mom and daddy ever come together? And when they come together, they were only producing what God had already handpicked.
That's right.
My whole life was already prearranged.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You are highly favored of God. Oh, Mary just carried Jesus for 9 months. You and I are carrying him for eternity.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Well, that ought to make, if that don't make you shout, your shouter's stuck.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're no accident.
Amen.
We're one in a million. My God. What do you mean one in a million? There's millions of seed in sperm. And it only takes one of those seed in that sperm to hit the egg in the womb. And you are the results of one in a million. You are not an accident.
Amen.
Well, glory.
Amen.
And you better begin to get out of the gully.
Come on.
And begin to look up, because you are one in a million.
Yes, sir.
And you have been hand chosen, hand picked.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
before the foundation of the world, that you can fulfill the destiny that God's already wrote down in your life. Oh, hallelujah. You are not going to the judgment because you drink, because you are violating some traditional principle.
Amen.
Oh, glory. You're going to the judgment to stand before God that predestined you. And if you're not moving in the destiny that God gave you, he will reject you. And it's not by what you eat and drink or the way you dress.
No.
It's up to you to fulfill the destiny that he's placed in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And the destiny that he placed in you, you may not feel like you could do it, but he's telling, and all the saints that's going on are hollering and shouting, come on, you can do it. Come on. Come on, you can fulfill that destiny.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm beginning to see something here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Brother Cody asked me, when were we going to call folks out to prophesy over them? We lay in the foundation, and I'm beginning to see things in your lives.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
And your life and your destiny has already been sealed.
Amen.
No question about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Your days is already numbered, the hair of your head. Hallelujah. It's already been counted. But I'm having a hard time. Well, it's because you haven't found the path that he's prearranged, that he's pre-created to walk in a prearranged path. That you would live the good life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Well, how in the world can I get into the holiest of holies and in the very presence of God? Well, when the priest went in there, he couldn't go in without the blood, neither can you. And when he walked into the holiest of holies, he went by the table of shewbread.
Yes, he did.
And walked right on in. Well, can I be plain? I mean, I'm going to anyway. We've got a people today that's so curious and so questionable. They want to know. I've had boards ask me, well, what do you do with the money we give you? I say, ain't none of your darn business. And Brother Bob back here, he remembers the turmoils we went through with the board.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, what's that got to do with what you just said? Well, the only the priest could eat of the table of shewbread.
Amen.
And so they wanted to analyze the stool of the priest to see how much he eat.
Amen.
What'd he do with his money? Well, glory, how many of you pastors know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. God is raising up a new generation.
Yes, he is.
And you cannot come into your destiny without a submissive spirit to the ministry that God has set you under.
Amen. Yes.
Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
And so many people cannot be faithful in a situation that God has placed you under. And if you cannot, you're going to reap what you sow.
Amen. Right.
Eventually you'll be over somebody. And they're not going to be faithful. Then you'll realize your mistake. I'm only reaping what I have sowed. Well, glory to God. Then you learn how to turn loose of your money. Support ministry. Glory to God. Because it's coming home to you at a while. Well, hallelujah. I trust you have an admiration to move into the destiny that God has put in your life. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And to be faithful in it and to mature. And don't get your eyes upon any particular church. Just get submissive to God and be obedient where God has set you and where God has placed you, because God has never placed you in the wrong place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because you stood with him when there was nothing.
That's right.
Amen. Yes.
You stood with him when he had nothing, amen, visible to see. Go back to the 8th chapter of Proverbs.
Amen. Hallelujah. For when there were no depths, I was brought forth. when there were no fountains abounding with water.
My God.
Before the mountains were settled.
Before he made the mountains.
Before the hills were
thy brought
forth.
Before the hills came forth, I was standing there.
Amen.
What do you mean you're standing? I was standing there in the thought pattern of God.
Yes.
I was not. Somebody said, how old are you? I don't know. I really don't know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know I came into existence as far as being seen. And I was embarrassed when the nurse turned me up and spanked me.
Amen.
You didn't hear that. You want me to repeat it? How many of you felt embarrassed when that nurse?
Amen. The laying on of hands.
We cried about it.
We cried.
We cried about it.
And we
took in the breath of life.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But God has a purpose in you.
That's right. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
You don't understand what I'm saying, but God has a purpose in your life. And God has a destiny in your life that you need. Oh, I turned that over.
He's wrecking the place.
Wreck it. Make a mess out of it. It's his house.
Amen.
Amen.
We
want him to feel at home.
Amen.
Just make a mess of it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bought bit off a text that it takes a long time to get over this thing. Because I'm preaching from Genesis to Revelation.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
And so many books in the Bible, like Daniel. The first six chapters is Nebuchadnezzar's vision. The last six chapters is Daniel's vision, and he interprets the first through his vision. Revelation, same way. The first 11 chapters is a complete book. The 12th chapter is a panorama view of what has begun in the first. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible starts off with a river in chapter 1 of Genesis. And it ends with a river in chapter 22 of Revelation. I want you to know something. We are no accident. We are one in a million. And we're in the time that God has chosen for us. And hell can't stop us.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? Hell cannot stop us. And no preacher can hinder us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's raising up a variety of people in this hour that's going to triumph. Ooh, hallelujah. We're going to triumph and be what God predestined us to be. And that predestination is that we be in the image of God. Romans 8 and verse 29. He is already destined, prearranged, made it possible that you and I could be like God. Ministers today are telling you it's impossible for you to be like God. You can't be like God. And yet God sent his Son in the earth, amen, to take the fear out of people that had a vision of God. In the Old Testament, they had this fear. If an angel appeared to them, they were going to die. And how many of you know people are always afraid they're going to die? I tell the devil, give me your best shot. Yeah. For me to live is Christ and die is gain. So you're a loser, devil.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's all in my favor.
Amen.
I don't care which way I go. I can't lose for winning.
Amen.
Amen, yeah.
Amen. Come on.
Come on, saints.
Hallelujah.
You can't lose for winning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
People read over in the Word of God, and Jesus said, my spirit won't always strive with man, he is the flesh, but his days upon the earth shall be 120 years. Now, he's not promising you 120 years. My God. What is he promising you is there's going to be 120 jubilees.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Number of man is 6. Oh, glory to God. 6 times 120 is what?
6 times.
Come on.
Where's your calculator?
You have to have a calculator, see? That's what electronics do. It makes you absolutely blind, and you lose your sense of knowledge because you're punching buttons. Want something easy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 6 times 120 is 6,000. What's the number of man? 6. What's the day? 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is but one day. What day did God quit working?
Seven.
No, no. 6th day he quit.
Yeah.
And sanctified the seventh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when God, he tells you very plainly, Hebrews 4, you have to cease from your work to enter into his rest.
Yeah.
Quit trying to work it out.
Amen. Oh. Hallelujah.
Quit trying to plan your life. It's already planned.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Well, glory. Now, if God's changing the thing, it's time for us to move. Ooh, hallelujah. With him.
Amen.
And just become bold enough to proclaim. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise his holy name.
I remember one time going into the security bank in Rutherford, North Carolina. President of that bank was a good friend of mine. I don't mean that I played golf with him. He's a good friend of mine because I borrowed so much money. He was honest, though, with me. I'd go in there and tell him what I wanted. He said, you don't need that, but you're my friend. I'll let you have it, but you don't need it. I said, I know I don't need it, Bill, but I want it. Oh, Christians, especially husbands, they try to teach their wife the difference between need and want. Anybody else want to agree with that?
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. And the only way, he go keep me from wanting, give me what I want. Well, are you the same way? You may not need it, but you want it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then I read in the book of Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply your every need. Well, you don't have a need, you don't get no supply. The Lord has given me a gift of creating needs. And I'm constantly walking in the supply. Oh, glory. In here is God's war house. And everything that I want is stored up in here. Everything that I ever will need is stored up in here. It's locked up. Well, if it's locked up, how are you going to get it? The Lord said he gave the keys to the kingdom to Peter. And he was said, I'm going to build my church on this rock. And if you look it up, it means a little rock, not Gibraltar. And if he's going to build his church upon Peter's faith and give Peter the keys to the kingdom, then he's really saying any church that don't preach the kingdom cannot unlock nothing. And you're bogged down. And you're living your life out in need, and nobody can bring you deliverance. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If God gives you a word, stand on that word. If all hell comes against you, stand on that word. Well, hallelujah. We've run out of property to build more rooms for conventions or Feast of Tabernacle and the Feast of Passover, Feast of Pentecost. We run out of space to build rooms. And God showed me a vision one time of the property behind us already being developed. I stood on that. And they said, we won't sell this property under no means. And I laughed at him. I said, we're standing on the promises. Amen. The other week he called me and said, you still want that property? I said, I've been waiting on you for 2 years.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Glory.
And then he wanted more money than I wanted to give. Then the Lord said, well, is it your money or my money? I said, it's your Lord. Yeah. So we signed a contract for it. $52,000. But he said, I'm going to write you a check and give you a check back to the church for $7,500.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God. We've been paying Holiday Inn $5,000 twice a year. Well, that'll go a long way in building rooms.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, destiny's already been signed.
Yeah.
You've got to understand, you're not just out here by an accident. Now, Andrews and them have started a school. Now, it's appropriate that the Word of God be taught with the spiritual aspect in this hour.
Amen.
Well, glory. And so God said, despise not the day of small things.
Amen.
You individuals that come into this church must enlarge your faith.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. That your faith would grow exceedingly.
Yes.
Oh, how many of you like that?
Yes. Amen.
But then he tells you how he's going to do it.
Yes.
In charity.
Yes.
Through your giving.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Well, what good is that going to do me? Come on down to verse 10. And when he comes, he must first come to be glorified in his saints. The only saints that's going to be glorified in is them that know their destiny and know that they're no accident, that God has already pre-promised that you can live the good life. I'm not talking about being a day late and a dollar short. Well, I think we've proved that in these last two services. Hello? Well, glory. We must come to the place that we realize in what God has done.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I know and I see in your own experience, in your own life, some of you have been living way beneath the place that God wants you to live. The Lord wants you to be blessed abundantly in every avenue of your life. And the way to do that is simply this. If you go into a store, don't pick up the price tag first. If you want it, get it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Now, I don't mean just accept anything. I never pay full price for nothing. And I tell the man, if you want to sell me something, well, I'll give you so and so. I can't do that. I said, well, somebody else will. And I'll leave. But before I get out, he said, wait. Hallelujah. Don't you ever go in to get a new car and let them tell you what you have to give for it.
Amen.
Don't you ever do that. You go in there and say, now, this is what I'll do. This is what I'll give. Ain't that right, Bob? That's the way to do it.
That's exactly it.
Hallelujah. And then last time I was in the car place and he was telling me what he'd do, I said, wait a minute. It's me that's buying the thing. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you how much payment I want on it.
That's right.
And he said, oh, God, you'll never give me a break. I said, and I never will. Breaks belong to me.
Hallelujah.
Come on, saints.
Yes. Come on.
We are God's chosen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If people could understand, I wish they could. But they're always harping on that little strip of land over yonder in Palestine. But they don't understand. The Lord has changed the system. We are spiritual Israel. I said, we are spiritual Israel. Hallelujah. God using Israel in the natural is a timepiece.
That's right.
And that's all he's using it for. You and I are his responsibility.
Amen.
We're spiritual Israel.
Amen.
And you'd do good if you would learn the difference in Israel and Judah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And you'd do well if you would study the banners of every tribe. You could find out which tribe you're from. Well, we are all descendants of natural Israel. Every one of us. Well, if we are descendants of natural Israel, and then we are members of spiritual Israel, that's a double portion. Oh,
hallelujah.
And double portion
is
exactly what God is intending for you to live in.
Hallelujah.
Old Elijah said he wanted double to what Elijah had. Hallelujah. And he said, if you see me, go away. So it's important how you see.
That's exactly.
Then you can have what you ask for.
Okay.
Well, there wasn't nothing that fell down but an old wore out mantle. Hallelujah. And Elisha picked it up and he said, where is the God of Elijah. He knew where Elijah was because he saw him going whirlwind. He was interested in that man sitting in that chariot that separated Elisha and Elijah. Where's the God of Elijah? And he done just exactly as he saw Elijah do. Hit the waters of Jordan with a mantle, and that water spread out.
Amen.
And there were 50 Pentecostal prophets over there.
Right, the
yeah. 50, you know, number of Pentecost. And they were prophets. And they said, behold, the spirit of Elijah is upon Elisha. And then things began to change. Well, glory. How many of you know we're going to change the situation? We're going to change? You're already under the blessings of God. And I don't care if the economy goes to the bottom. It ain't going to affect you. It ain't going to affect you. We're in the land of Goshen. It may be dark in Egypt, but it's light where we are.
Hallelujah.
And we will never come to a place that God will not supply our need. And all he's doing not now is waiting on you to create a bigger need. Create a bigger need. And then receive bigger rewards. Glory. Hila makashanda mahai. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want to jump the gun, but the Lord has given me a word for you, Andrew. And the Lord is saying this. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Think it not strange of the price of land and buildings. They're only expensive to the ones that knoweth not God.
Hallelujah.
For with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the promise that God has put within you that's been lying dormant for a while is now coming alive and is going to leap within you just like John the Baptist leaped in Elizabeth's womb. You will see the development of the school and the fullness of God that you've dreamed of. And God will raise up this school of prophets that will carry on the word of God. Hallelujah. And from the offsprings of this school, nations will be blessed. Nations will be blessed. People don't understand the word of God. God said to Abraham, to the number of your seed, be as the dust of the earth, sands of the sea, which is a coarser grain of dust. And then he elevates him to a creation word and says to the stars that's in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. And when we move into God's creation space, whatever you speak and whatever you practice will come to pass. Do not let money stand in your way.
Amen.
Amen.
Do not allow the price of things stand in your way. Step out on the promises of God.
Amen.
And thou shall not fall.
Thank you, Lord.
And you shall not fail, saith the Lord. We're in for a development of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm seeing churches spread out and begin to be multiplied and filled up.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You and I are in for one of the greatest movings of the Holy Spirit that's ever been before in the history of the world. I intend to see it and be a part of it.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I intend to do that.
I intend.
Praise God. I position myself thus.
Yes.
Praise God.
Glory.
I will be 76 years old April 1st. That's All Fool's Day, and I try to practice that. Well, glory.
It's nice to be a fool for the Lord.
Amen. You know, and we usually say, I'm a fool, but whose fool are you? Well, glory to God. I've been preaching on the street before, and a policeman would come up, grab me, shake me. Are you going to stop this? I said, yes, sir, when God gets through with it. He'd jerk away from me. I'm going to call the wagon. I said, do that. That's wonderful. Somebody in the jail needs to be converted. Amen. Turn their threats into blessings for others.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel like shouting.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 I feel in my spirit tonight the Holy Spirit settling down upon you. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Now, Brother Cody was informing me we're going to have divine placement service. Now, it won't do you any good if you take it like Jacob. God said to Jacob, your name will be called Jacob no more, but Israel. For a prince of God, and ye shall receive favor from God and man. And three chapters later, when he had buried Rachel, the next verse says, and Israel journeyed forward. Now, why can't we practice what God's already said to us? Come on. Why don't you walk in what God's already given to you?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love to read one verse of Scripture in the book of Revelation. You know, I'm not going into the monster business. And, you know, so many people preach Revelation that one dreadful day of the Lord. But I want to talk about what God's got for you. 80% of Revelation's already been fulfilled anyway. I said 80% of it. And all you have to do is just read history and find out. It's already been fulfilled. But in chapter 2, and I want to read verse, just one verse, 17.
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
Hallelujah.
What the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Now, are you hearing?
Yes.
What the Spirit says to the church. All right.
To him that overcometh will I give to eat.
First thing required is to be an overcomer.
Amen.
You can't be an overcomer unless you got something to overcome. Now, there's only three enemies, strongholds in the world. And the Bible said Jesus has already defeated the devil. He's defeated. Then he said, it's the devil, the world, and flesh. It's the only three enemies you have. He's overcome the devil. Then he says, be of good cheer, little children. In the world you'll have tribulation, but I've overcome.
Yes.
So he's already got two enemies down and one to go. And he refuses to deal with that. You have to overcome the flesh.
Amen, yes.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you overcome the flesh, listen to what he said. I'll give unto you.
To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna.
Now, this is manna that's hid from traditions and doctrines of men. But he said, I'll give it to you to eat. Then he said something else.
And I will give him a white stone.
I'll give him a white stone.
And in this,
and in that stone,
a new name.
A new name.
Written, which no man knoweth, saying
he that receiveth it. Do you know who you are?
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
Do you know your new name? Hallelujah. A few years ago, there was a doctrine spread up, and they were calling people by biblical names and so on. That ain't what he's talking about. He says, I'm going to give you a white stone. Now, if you know anything about John's writing, he was writing in the Olympic language. And in the Olympic, they didn't give him a gold medal. They gave him a white stone. And if you overcome, he said, I'll give you a white stone. You wear that white stone around your neck, and everything is at your disposal. Every time you go into a restaurant, you eat free.
Hallelujah.
Every time you register into a hotel, motel, it's free. This is where the prosperity message has gone off.
That's right.
I believe in prosperity.
Yes.
But I believe in it in the biblical way. Come into full existence until God restores the tabernacle of David.
That's right.
No. How do you know? When David pitched the tabernacle, which was nothing but an umbrella tent.
Right.
With no sides.
Right.
Hallelujah. Where everybody could see the Ark of the Covenant. Everybody could see God. And experience the Lord. And they carried the Ark of the Covenant. Placed it in that tent. And on Mount Zion. Right in the middle of that tent. Was a huge white rock. Hallelujah. And every morning before sun up, David would go out of his house, sit on that white stone, glory to God. And as the sun come up, the shadow of the seraphims would fall on David. And that's the reason he wrote the 91st Psalm, He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall dwell in the shadow of the wings of the Lord. My God. And I believe with all my heart, God's sun is rising. I'm talking about the S-U-N, not the S-O-N.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that sun brings light, and darkness cannot comprehend it.
Amen.
Amen.
And as it rises, oh, I can't go into all this, but in the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 40, 41, 42, and right on, he's talking about God building the temple. And these people that believes in their prophecy, they are telling you that God's going to build a natural temple and offer up sacrifices again. Baloney. You are the temple of the Lord. You are the temple he's building. Oh, know ye not that ye are the temple of the Lord? And he's preparing you as a temple. Oh. And as he measures the inner house. What do you think is going on right now? He's measuring the inner house. What's in you? He's measuring. Then he says, and it shall come to pass afterward, after you meet the measurements of God, he'll bring you to the gate that faces eastward. Facing a new day. This is the new day. And we are setting, hallelujah, on the white stone.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the shadow of the wings of the seraphim has fallen on us. And we are walking in the shadow of the Almighty. A thousand can fall at your left hand, 10,000 on your right. It shall not come nigh unto thee. Why? We're overcoming and sitting on that white stone, and the shadow of God's seraphim is falling on us, and we are walking, oh glory to God, in a new day. Oh, I wished I had time to break down all this to show you that this is a day of triumphant. It's a day of victory. Now, I know nothing's happened to you, only that's natural among men.
Amen. Amen.
But you and I are not just mere men and women.
Amen.
We are the chosen of the Lord.
Amen.
We are going to do away with Esau the flesh.
Amen.
Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you do, you are blessed.
Amen.
If you don't, you are cursed.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. I know I've been a little lengthy, but I'll give you something you can eat on tomorrow.
Come on.
And the next day.
Come on.
And you need the whole truth of God.
Yes.
And it's all the way through this book.
Yeah.
Tabernacle of David is being set up. I used to think it was set up in the charismatic move.
We did.
And I preached it.
Me too.
But I was wrong.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I was wrong. You mean you're a minister and you say you preach something wrong? Well, I'd be a liar if I didn't admit it.
Hallelujah.
When I first started preaching, I'd preach on the street or anywhere I could. I'd preach, John the Baptist full of the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Well, he was full, but he wasn't baptized. Because Jesus says himself, the baptism of the Holy Spirit was not yet given.
Right.
Well, I thought John was full of it. Well, come on.
Amen.
You must learn, first lesson you must learn, if you're in the ministry, learn to laugh at your own mistakes. And then nobody can laugh at you.
Amen.
They can only laugh with you. There ain't a minister in this room tonight that hasn't made mistakes. And there's not any of us that haven't preached the wrong thing. But we are willing, always willing, to confess it and start over. Not to quit because you made a mistake. Keep on going. Keep on going.
Amen.
For what we are entering into, no man has crossed this way before.
Glory.
It's brand new to everybody that comes in him. Well, hallelujah. And I want you tonight to make a covenant with the Lord God Almighty, Eli Elyon, the Lord of hosts. Make a covenant with him and confess, hallelujah, that you're going all the way with him. You're not going to stop short. You're going all the way with him. There will be times you'll have to walk very slow because the little ones back there can't keep up with you. Jacob had to walk very softly. We don't want nobody to miss this. That's the reason. Now, this might shock you. That's the reason I don't believe in taking babies to the nursery. If you're so deep or a preacher, if babies can't understand you, then get converted. Quit trying to be deep.
That's right. Come on.
Jesus said, speak the things that's easy to be understood. These children need to be in the auditorium under the anointed word. And they need to be settled in the word. They don't need to be pacified in some nursery somewhere with a video going and, well, so much for that. But I believe children under the anointed word will be different generation than what you're seeing now. Glory to God. Can I go a step further than that? Why do you think such a beastly spirit's in children today? Come on, why do you think that? I know why. Because mothers is putting them on bottles and beast milk. And if you feed them beast's milk, they'll have a beastly spirit.
Yes, I agree.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
That went over like a lead balloon, but it's the truth. It's the truth. A woman's breath is made to feed babies. Well, hallelujah. And it's not embarrassing to feed a child. You know, my God, folks are so filled with lust. They see a woman with sleeveless breasts on. And if you get turned on by a woman's arm, there's something wrong with you. I think you're a little queer. Well, I think I've give you enough to chew on. I let you stand and rest yourself. Well, glory.
Bless the Lord, bless the
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Tila ba ta ba di ata ya ba di ata.
Oh, glory!
For yea, even my spirit doeth move upon thee this night. I, the Lord, am changing thine outlook. I'm turning it from the outward to the inward. And I shall view the inward condition of thyself, and then I will prepare you to send you to the world. And when I begin to send you out, you will not speak your own word, but you will speak the word that I put within thy mouth. For thou have been blessed with a destiny that few individuals even know anything about. Therefore, rejoice in the Lord and eat the word of the Lord. Oh, it will be sweet in thy mouth, but as it goes down into the innermost being, it will become bitter, because you can't walk out the bitterness unless I, the Lord, equip you. And I'm equipping you with my word, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Be not fretful. Be not afraid to lay thy hand upon people for healing and for deliverance. For I'm a God of deliverance. I'm a God of changing of the nature. Oh, I give unto you a new name. And a new name means a new nature. And as the nature of the Lord develops within you, ye will begin to do what I have predestined that you should do. For the Lord thy God is right on the very verge of sending a worldwide revival. May it start in this place tonight. Let the presence of God begin in this place and begin to bring about Newcastle to the world. Let the newspaper find out what God's doing in this place. And then you can tell your children and your grandchildren, I was there tonight. That God visited. And the Spirit will ricochet all over the world. Well, glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless it.
That brother here from Davis, I saw you and I have met you. But the Lord shows me that you're going to enter into a new realm. You're thinking about a new occupation. You have, glory to God. You have been working on motors. Now God is going to move you into a new enterprise, that the word that you speak shall be a generation, oh glory, or a gap to the generation, and ye will cause a new way of traveling. I see God's been dealing with you about changing situations in your life. Well, glory. But I prophesy to you, a new invention is coming. And you will see, glory to God, industry knocking at your door. Oh, hallelujah. But be steady, be safely. Know of a truth that this is of God. Hallelujah. I haven't talked with you. I don't know what you do or nothing, but I know God has spoke to you, and I have told you what God has told me, and it's a confirmation to you. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
My God, my God.
Glory.
And when God begins to do
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We anointed people last night for anointed for business. I would like to lay hands on you and anoint you with a business anointing. My
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O oh my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His wife would come with him.
She's a business.
Well, glory,
glory
to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. We lay hands upon this couple, for this couple is one. Oh, glory. And the glory of God shall rest upon you heavily, and ye shall do the work. Even as I anointed the women in the Old Testament to do the weaving and the sewing, and the men to deal in gold and make golden articles and overlay wood with gold, you will do the impossible. Glory to God, because I will instruct you. Even while men said it cannot work, I say it will work.
Yes.
Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come and confirm the
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father in heaven, we just pray for David and Debbie. And Lord, you see what they have both been through. And we thank you for being part of your training for them. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the new doors in their business lives that you're opening for them, this new invention for David. Hallelujah, the word that has been spoken. And we say, let it be unto them according to thy word. Hallelujah, that you'll prosper Debbie in this business. Hallelujah, that her father's business that was handed to her. And now, Lord, hallelujah, that man said she couldn't do it. But Lord, you prosper that and give her doors to open and open doors to her. Hallelujah, that man has tried to shut in Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. How I feel in my spirit tonight, there's a number of you that's in this room, glory, have already had thoughts of entering into new endeavors in business. Don't hesitate.
Amen.
Don't hesitate.
Thank you.
But allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill what He's saying in your heart.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't think you're too old.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Don't think you're too young.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Moses didn't even enter into his ministry
until
he was 80 years of age. George Mueller went around the world three times when he was 80, preached to millions of people without a public address system. I want you to know all things are possible with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get out of that old defeated attitude.
Yes. Come on.
Show the devil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are not going to listen to his hogwash.
Amen.
Well, glory.
Glory to God.
I'm going to rise and do what God said to do.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Get that big bucket out.
A big bucket.
Now, the pastor tells me that our budget is almost met. I think we've done God over the budget, but that we want to bless ministry.
We do. Yeah.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm gonna give again. I got another 100. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, put it in the bucket. Let's fill up this bottom of this bucket and let's run it over. I'll tell you.
If you are honoring a pledge that you've made, please see Brother Ken. Don't put it in this offering. Keep with Brother Ken. There he is.
Hallelujah.
See Brother Ken and talk to him about that.
Amen, Brother Bob.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I have a prop up a little.
Yeah, you want a seat?
I want a seat. Give unto the Lord, and the Lord will reward. Praise the Lord. And amen. Eight granite sail, hewed out of granite, and a trough was hewed out in the side of it with a hole, and they would pour the food into that trough and down into that bowl, and they eat with their fingers. And then in the upper end of it there was a hole for their waist, just a hole in the granite. And he had no money. I don't know where these prosperity preachers would be. He had no money. He had nothing to make him happy.
Defeat the prisoners. The Romans did defeat their prisoners.
And what was going on was this. He said, I rejoice at the memory of you. All he had to rejoice was the way the Philippian church had stood by him and given him offerings. No other church stood by him. Regular basis. Oh, hallelujah. When you begin to bless Father ministry, God will move heaven and earth to see that you will need nothing.
Hallelujah.
I guarantee it.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. I want to thank you for your offering. I want to thank you for being faithful to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to His name.
I'm sure Brother Andrew has called on you folk to pledge and to give in advance for this meeting. I know that's the way we do. That I won't ask the people to give the whole full support. Well, glory.
Amen.
I believe that God has His hand upon this people. And brother and sister, Andrew and Grace, I believe that.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I believe that it's time that we began to stand by financially what God's raising up here.
Amen.
Now we know, we traveled over 4,000 miles, flying all night to get here. We pay our own way. Let me tell you something. God's not going to be indebted to any of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And God is just opening up. The way I told Brother Andrew, he said, we've included your room in the budget. I said, well, that means they can give more.
Amen.
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 I ain't asking you for nothing that I don't do.
Amen.
Come on.
If we are leaders, we have to lead you.
That's right.
Amen. Hello. Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Andrew. I'm going to...
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good word.
Amen.
Challenging word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to move us forward, still pressing us and pushing us on. Hallelujah. I know the staff here just want to give you a drink as well at the moment. So, I mean, we'll break. We have tomorrow. yet to taste and see of.
Right.
Hallelujah. We're only on, what day is it today?
Monday.
It's only Monday.
Still Monday.
It's still Monday. I feel like it's already Tuesday. We've eaten so much spiritually.
Yeah.
But we've got Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, so praise God. All I can say is be here as many times as you can get. In fact, you know, I'm saying book holidays to be here. Cancel appointments to be here.
That's your holiday. That's your holiday.
I've got a business. I've left it running. Things will get done next week. Today is an important day. And today is a day that I cannot be missing. And I cannot miss tomorrow. Hallelujah. Be here. And you'll find the power of God moving. Lord bless you. You're dismissed. Sorry?
Before we break, Tanya's been struggling with a sore throat here.
Right.
We need to send the word.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. So there was Tanya and there's Dominique who needs prayer. Everybody stand please together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.